My name's Louis Sutherland. I currently play for London Scholars Under-18s. I also play for the Scotland Under-18s and I captained the Scotland Exiles last year. I'm a halfback in a props body, that's what I am. Well, I started playing rugby league in primary school. It sort of let me express myself in a lot of ways. So I started talking to the coach and he said there was a local club down at White Hart Lane called London Scholars. So I popped down there for a training session, started playing from there, and then never looked back since. I got in touch with Gavin Willacy at Southgate College, so then he got me involved in that as well. So I put my name forward for the Scotland trial. He knew me, but he didn't know I was Scottish. So it was sort of a shock to him. My dad, he was a Glaswegian. He sadly passed away in 2010. He was a very, very strong character. I don't know how to put it, but he was a very proud Scottish. Flower of Scotland in the morning, Flower of Scotland to bed. Went up to Lee and had the trials with the Exiles, played against the Residents, and then they picked the squad from there. Got into the Scotland under 18 squad, played against England. My dad was very close to me, so it's not only an honour playing for Scotland, but it's the fact that he was Scottish and he's passed his Scottish heritage down to me, so then therefore I'm very proud to carry that on. Because he was a sportsman himself, very supportive. He was always on the sideline shouting and screaming at me and stuff like that. Recently I've been given some funds from the Rugby League Cares Foundation. They've gave me some money for travel and stuff, and basically without that I would not be able to play for Scotland. So a big thanks to them. And a big thanks to everyone that helped me get that, because sincerely, without that, I don't think I wouldn't be able to get the opportunity that I have already. Some things that are simple, like jumping on a train, is very difficult because the money situation. My family is not well off, so therefore, it's rather I don't go to training, or I go to training and there's no money for me for college and stuff like that. So without that money, it's basically I couldn't play for my country. It's given me the honour to play for my country. What I'm hoping for is that contract. Hopefully, you know, play for that Scotland first team and play in the big time. Play big time. Big time rugby. This is the next piece of the jigsaw. And the fact that my dad didn't get to see me play for Scotland it hurts me a lot. But I know for a fact if he was here, he'd be the proudest man on the planet.